Why don't you go back to sleep, honey? You need to take your rest. And she needed to take hers, but she dreaded it. Soon she would wake Roland, and sleep, and the dream would come. The ghosts of Jake and Eddie would look at her, more frantic than ever, wanting her to know something she didn't, couldn't know. Patrick shook his head. Not sleepy yet? He shook his head again. Well then, why don't you draw a while? Drawing always relaxed him. Patrick smiled and nodded, and went at once to Hofat for his current pad, walking in big, exaggerated sneak steps so as not to wake Roland. It made her smile. Patrick was always willing to draw. She guessed that one of the things that kept him alive in the basement of Dandelo's hut had been knowing that every now and then the rotten old fuck would give him a pad and one of the pencils. He was as much an addict as Eddie had been at his worst, she reflected, only Patrick's dope was a narrow line of graphite. He sat down and began to draw. Susanna resumed her watch, but soon felt a queer tingling all over her body, as if she were the one being watched. She thought of Mordred again, and then smiled, which hurt with the sore growing fat again it always did now. Not Mordred. Patrick. Patrick was watching her. Patrick was drawing her. She sat still for nearly 20 minutes, and then curiosity overcame her. For Patrick, 20 minutes would be long enough to do the Mona Lisa, and maybe St. Paul's Basilica in the background for good measure. That tingling sense was so queer, almost not a mental thing at all, but something physical. She went to him, but Patrick at first held the pad against his chest with unaccustomed shyness. But he wanted her to look. That was in his eyes. It was almost a love look, but she thought it was the drawn Susanna he'd fallen in love with.